With an Now TV Sky Cinema Pass, you can start streaming the best movies around. From brand new blockbusters like Rocketman and The Lion King, to all-time favourites, including the Harry Potter collection. Whatever you feel like watching, we've got you covered. All with no contract. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $11.99 per month unless cancelled. Cancel at any time. Terms apply.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
So Some Families is a new podcast that explores every aspect of parenting through an LGBTQ plus lens.
I'm Lottie Jeffs, an author, journalist and reformed magazine editor and a mum of one.
I'm Stu Oakley, a film publicist who thought I was used to dealing with divas until I had toddlers.
Some Families will answer questions, break down myths and share funny, emotional and true stories. Subscribe now because seriously, you don't want to miss a single episode.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors, the Bay Area Betches.
Betches!
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels! Let's run some errands with Emily Ahrens.
Nobody socks it to us like Amy Soccarellis.
Don't return to center, it's Lauren Fender.
Erin McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
Sarah Greenwood, she only uses her power for good.
He makes us squee, it's Richie D. Ashley Schiavone, she don't take no baloney.
You don't touch the Nicky Morgan letters.
One day your Rachel's in, and the next day you're out.
Sip some scotch with Jessica Trotch. Higher than high res, it's Lauren Perez.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Megan Berg, you can't have a burger without the Berg.
Just saying, okay? Kelly Barlow, when she goes Barlow, we go high-low.
And our super premium Patreon subscribers, she ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. Oops, she did it again, it's Brittany Montano.
Better than Tabbouleh, it's Annie and Julie. Let's take off with Tamala Plain.
Let's get racy with Miss Stacy.
Shannon out of a cannon Anthony.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
Give them hell, Miss Noel.
Always ready for Nicole Passaretti.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Simple as rocket science, it's Dana Easy.
Is a frog's ass watertight? It's Rose and Sadie.
No one can do it like Andrea Jewett.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD. Let's give them a kissa, it's Austin and Marissa. Nancy, cease and desisto.
We will, Joanna Rockland you.
I take the fifth with Dana Smith.
We love you guys. Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, the podcast for all that crap we just love to talk about on ye old broads. Hi everybody, it's me, Ronnie, and that's Ben over there. Hi Ben.
Hi, how are you?
Good, baby. How's it going?
I'm doing quite well. It's Friday. I'm just ready to jump into the weekend.
Yeah, me too. I'm ready to jump into the weekend.
Weekend.
Everybody, we are doing Tiger King. We're finishing it up. It's been our crazy Tiger King week. We're doing episode 7 today over on El Patreon. We're doing those both as audios and visuals. So, it's not a nice way to put it. You can listen to it
visually and orally? Oratorially?
Oratorially? You can listen to it oratorially, or you can watch it visualizedly over on Patreon. Also, we're going to do a live show next week, Crappens Quarantine Show. Pero we are not traveling, obviously. So we're going to do the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills premiere episode next Friday night. We're going to do a pre-show on Instagram at 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern. Then we're going to move over to Patreon Crappens on Demand, which is the $5 level, in case anybody's confused. We're going to do that at 6:30 p.m., 9:30 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, pre-show starts at 6:30, Right.
The pre-show starts at 6, and then the show starts at 6:30. Okay. Whoa. So, everybody, we will see you over there. It's going to be so much fun. Also, go get your merch. I mean, I know we're not going anywhere, but that doesn't mean you can't wear an Isolate shirt. I mean, what better time to buy it, right? And then I think that's it, right, Ben?
Sure. Why not? I don't know if there's anything else. Just, I think you got it all. I think you did a great job. Okay. Let's face it. You really killed it. Okay.
Face it. Yeah. We got an actual Let's Face It this week, which
I
always love when Ramona is as Ramona as we make her.
This was like a peak Ramona episode. There's some episodes where Ramona is just basically not Ramona. She's just us doing Ramona. And that's what this week's episode was.
Yeah, everybody was very much themselves this week, which I always appreciate in the Housewives show.
Yeah, and Tinsley really opens up the show being so Tinsley, because Tinsley and Sonia are trying to cross a bike path to get to wherever they're going to be shooting their first scene, and they're talking about how all these bikers are going by, and Tinsley goes, "It's scary!" Which is about as Tinsley as of a reaction towards a bike path as you could imagine.
Yeah. And Sonia's like, well, we're going to get killed by bikes now. I mean, we could get killed on bikes. Walking around bikes could kill us. And Tinsley's like, bikes are dangerous. I would never ride a bike in this city. I would never even drive a car in this city. And Sonia's like, hi. You just had a driving storyline last year, Dodo Bird.
You literally opened up your last season by having a Bentley delivered to you in the middle of a city street. So,
yeah. So they go up to this restaurant that you have to walk up a lot of stairs to get to, which is disgusting. Mm-hmm. And I would dump the friend that made me shoot there. Be like, bye.
Disgusting.
Disgust.
And so they said, they're sort of like on a crowded rooftop. And Sonia's like, well, there's going to be guys that are going to try to pick us up. Let's just ignore them. By the way, not a single guy tried to pick them up during this scene.
No, but so, she acts like everyone's about to hit on her. Like everybody's watching her in her mind, you know. She puts down her jacket or whatever, and then she's kind of looking around, but no one's looking back at her. And she's like, I'm exhausted from those stairs. Ha 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 ha. Oh, ha 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 ha. Oh. It's like shaking her head back and looking around. It's like, babe.
It's like she's hearing that song, Who's That Lady, like in her head at all times.
Yeah. Oh, bless her heart.
So Tinsley is annoyed because, you know, she got in this big fight with Dorinda last episode. So she tells Sonia, like, you know, you keep jumping on this Dorinda bandwagon of saying that you don't really know me or that I'm not open or honest. And, like, please stop doing that.
Yeah, and she's like, no, I didn't say that. I said, I know you, but Dorinda doesn't know you. And then we see the clip of Dorinda going, hey, do we know Tinsley? Anybody know Tinsley? And Sonia saying,
With the real Tins Shady, please stand up. Please stand up.
Hey, Nile.
Yeah, that's our version of it. What's that song from 8 Mile? Is it the one that goes, 8 Mile?
8 Mile, that's how long those stairs were to get up to this restaurant. Ha, ha, ha. Oh,
you gotta lose yourself to the music to do it. Oh, my God, Pfeiffer.
Whatever that song is about burning your girlfriend up in a bed. That one.
You know, whatever that song is by the guy with the tattoos. Ooh.
By the way, in our Vanderpump Rules recap this week, I don't know if I was just cracked out of my mind or what, but I wasn't hearing anything right. I said somebody ordered an edible martini. No, it was a pineapple martini. And then I was saying, hey, Ben, do you know that song?
Gorgeous.
Well, how does it go?
It's already deleted from my mind.
But the song was really Sorry Not Sorry by Demi Lovato. Okay? It's not even gorgeous in that song.
Baby, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Yeah, but I was singing, baby, I'm gorgeous.
You basically Sonia Morgan'd it. You just took a song and like made it about like how beautiful you are and how desirable you are. Like, because, baby, they're hitting on me. They're hitting.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. When I thought you were singing Tina Turner Respect.
Yeah. I was singing, baby, you're gorgeous. that it's not that at all.
It's so, not that.
That's just
how did little... you find that out, by the way?
Because someone commented on Instagram. People were like, Ronnie, really?
Wow, I can't believe people even figured it out from that.
Yeah, because I had the melody. I just don't listen to lyrics, really, so I don't ever know what songs are about. I just know the tune, and I guess I just make them whatever, you know? I guess they're just all about me being gorgeous, basically.
Yeah, I mean, I mean, for 20 years, I thought the song was, "We are gorgeous. We are beautiful. We are the ones that make a better place just by being hot.
We will always be gorgeous, gorgeous."
Gorgeous.
I like that we're picking all the modern songs, too.
All the, like. Yeah, all the really, like, skyrocket in flight. Afternoon, I'm so gorgeous.
Don't let the sun go down on me because I'm gorgeous.
I don't want your ugliness. I don't want your stupid face. I just want to be gorgeous. Part-time ugliness gets me down.
That was a bit. Ain't that the truth, cut. Though?
Part-time ugliness gets you down. Yeah. That was a deep cut to anyone who knows what that song was.
Mm.
One of my favorite songs of growing up.
I don't. So I'm just
it was Freedom.
Let it
the original
on.
Freedom. By
like
Wham.
A bicycle in the park that almost ran over Sonia. Just pass on by.
I don't know why I went to that song, by the way. Just for some reason, that's where I went. So anyway, the point is, so Sonia's like,
here?
I don't know. It's Friday. I'm just gonna like talk about turtles. So Tinsley's just like upset that she's being accused of like being like dishonest and everything, and she's like, I mean, why would I say that I was still with Scott when I wasn't with Scott? And Sonia's like, but you were. You went on a trip with him, you know? And she's like, no, but we were broken up. We weren't even in an arrangement. Like, I wasn't getting any money from him, just shoes and living accommodations and money. That's all, not money though.
Now, Vanderpump Rules, speaking of, this is how you do the storyline, okay? This Tinsley is doing the Kristen storyline, basically,
yeah.
Where nobody believes she's really broken up with Carter. And this is the way to do it. This is way better. And also, a lot more money involved.
That's what makes the difference, okay? It's one thing to be in an on and off relationship and, like, one person is just, like, super wealthy new money and one person is super wealthy old money and they keep being drawn to each other because there's just so much money between the two of them, but then they keep like also splitting up because they have different goals in life. That's fine. But if like one's poor and the other one's also poor and they're both trying to find money from the other ones and that's why they're coming together, that's just sad.
Yeah, it's like anything else in life. It's grosser when poor people do it.
Always.
Yeah.
Always.
So Sonia's like, well, I heard multiple reports that she was with him, and of course she was an arrangement. If not, she's the only girl who gets more dresses, jewelry, and bling from a guy after they break up. If she was really broken up, she'd be in a townhouse with leaky walls and 30-year-old jars of mayonnaise in the basement. That's yeah. A breakup.
Yeah. I'm like, last time I checked, Sonia, you were on the board of some sort of J.P. Morgan like charity thing, so that's what you got after the...
Yeah.
That's the breakup.
Yeah. So, she's like, are you taping towels to your window? Then you're not broken up.
Yeah. So Tinsley's like, why would I be crying over Scott if we were still together and then lying to say that we weren't? Like, because you made this such a big fuss about leaving him that you were embarrassed that you went back to him.
Yeah. Also, Sonia's look in this confessional. Wow.
Yeah.
It's a weird little girl sequin dress and then a big gigantic barrette in her hair, which I know is like a thing now, but...
It's like a 90s throwback almost,
it's,
right?
She's basically like a showered Baby Jane, you know? Like she's... Well, I don't want to call her Baby Jane because, you know, that was a horror movie, but... She's like a Baby Jane who's still making an effort out there in the world, I guess. But yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, like, listen, we have to address the elephant in the room, which is that she got some bad fillers done. Like, real bad. She got some bad work. And it's like, we're starting to see it now in these confessionals. It's so the bad work mixed with this strange, like, the daughter from Mad Men hairstyle thing.
Yes. Oh my God. I still can't concentrate on that girl. I was watching Sabrina the Teenage Witch and I'm like, no, Like, your hair in Mad Men ruined me forever. Like, I'll never take you seriously again.
I still have like a little bit of PTSD from when she was on Project Runway this season. They're like, please welcome fashion icon and newly driving person, Kieran Shipkin, whatever her name is.
So Leah comes into the scene in those big old glasses. You know, when people are like, look at me, I've got glasses, I'm hip. And I'm like, when did bad vision become like something we're all aspiring to?
Leah has an aggressive accessory game. Okay. She really is. She's doing strange things with her accessories. I'm not sure if I can co-sign them. I co-sign everything else, but the accessories are a little difficult.
Yeah. So she comes in and Sonia's like, well, Tinsley and Sonia keep talking, basically.
Yeah.
And Leah's like, you know, you've been so forthcoming with me. I just don't understand why people are saying you're not forthcoming. And she tells us maybe Tinsley confides in me and Sonia because we don't call her a hooker. Shrug.
Yeah.
Trying to figure out Leah's voice. She's got like a kind of a Muppet thing in there. It's a little bit, but it's not too much.
Okay. I'm sensing some joie in your voice. And so I'm going to push back on that because I can't. back in Zim, I was arrested. No, I see her as being sort of like almost Daria. Speaking of Daria, like she's a little like, she's not like Kristen like this, but she's sort of low. She's sort of low and like spare, like she's very reluctant to open her teeth very much, you know? So she sort of has a clenched sound to her voice, you know? And like, you know, if Dorinda treated me the way she treats Tinsley, I wouldn't tell the bitch what I had for lunch, which happens to be nothing. Yeah, but either way,
she doesn't
need to
know. Fingernails and mustard. But
I had a school lunch in solidarity with my daughter.
And Leah's like, can I please wear these sunglasses? I'm like suffering.
Now she's Reza.
Can I wear some sunglasses? Regular glasses are so Persian.
Oh my god, these sunglasses. I mean, maybe we'll just give her a voice just give her a voice. Just that doesn't even sound like hers.
Let's take a couple more weeks.
Yeah, it's going to take a little while.
I was doing it and I was like, I'm totally getting this. I'm going to nail this today. And then here we are and I'm, you know, not nailing it.
I know, I was sort of doing it too, and then like I'm like, okay, everyone, here's my Leah. Hello, governor! What y'all talking about? Tinsley's quite forthright, ain't she?
So Tinsley's like, I'm allowed to go back and forth in my relationship if I want to. It's my fucking life! And Leah's like, by the way, Ramona screwed me this morning, governor.
She wants to plan a weekend into Hamptons, and I said, I don't know if I can do that. And then we have a flashback of Ramona saying, whoa, I think we should all plan a weekend in the Hamptons, okay? And Luann goes, oh, and we can slumber at your house. Whoa, good suggestion. Being sober has even made you smarter, which isn't that hard because you were very stupid to begin with. So really, any sort of improvement is just a move in the right direction, okay?
Sonia's like, that's enough about that. Let's talk about you, new person with a possible Muppet voice. So you have tattoos? And Leah's like, yeah, I've got a lot of tattoos. You know, I'm getting a big one removed from my back. It's a tramp stamp. And they're like, oh. I was like, one of you was arrested in the bushes stalking your ex-boyfriend. And the other one of you is Sonia. Okay? Like, there's too much to even list there. Can you guys please get over it?
Seriously, and like Sonia just cannot believe that Leah has a tramp stamp. She's like, well, I mean, I just feel like Leah has such a beautiful body, and it's a negative thing that she has tattoos. I mean, that's very self-defecating. Defecating, is that the word I'm looking for? Shit. She's shitting on herself. She's like shitting on her hand and then rubbing it on her body. Is that what I'm talking about? No? Like self-defacing? Is that what you meant?
Isn't self-defecating a word?
Isn't
self-defecation? Well, there's self-depreciation.
Well, there's self-depreciation, and I think that she was really trying to say is like she's defacing her body. She's defacing it, okay? But
self-defecating.
Self-defecating is that when you shit on yourself, or is that when you shit?
Self-deprecating. How can you not know what self-deprecating is? It's all we do on this show. Okay?
Oh, I thought you said self-defecating. Oh, self-deprecating is a word, yes.
Yeah, I was like, who am I talking to right now?
Oh, I kept on thinking you could. I thought you were insisting that self-defecating was a thing.
No, self-deprecating.
Yeah, yeah. But I don't, and like, deprecating does work in this context, but I truly think she meant defacing.
Yeah. So I'm then stuck Sonia on goes, dictionary.com right now. I'm like, oh my God, what other things can I learn today?
So Sonia then is like, she's like, well, you know what? Now we're never going to have sex. I mean, tattoos, that's a deal breaker for me. I'm like, were you guys going to have sex to begin with? I don't know if Leah really co-signed that.
Yeah. And Leah's like, what? You never have sex with guys with tattoos? And she's like, never. Yeah, right. I'm sure a fucking pirate, number one, had some. Yeah. And Sonia, you have sex with anybody who will have sex with you, okay? You would be on Danny DeVito's face right now if he was willing. So let's stop pretending that you have some kind of standards.
Yeah, Leah's like, you know, there are a few things I know in life, and one of them is that Sonia is not going to kick a hot guy out of bed because he has an anchor tattoo. Damn right I'm not going to. Guess what? I fucked Popeye, and I'm proud of it. There, I said it.
And she's like, tattoos are creepy. And Tinsley says, I have a tattoo. It's Topher's initials. R-O-M.
Oh, my God. I can't believe she still has Topher's initials. I'm sure Dale makes her keep them on. She's like, that Tinsley, could you get a tattoo of a picture frame around those initials? And maybe something that says forever and ever? I don't know. A lady's got a dream.
Tinsley, I just want you to have tattoos of everything in life that you've lost. Might I suggest a plate of eggs?
I was thinking that maybe you could get a tramp stamp that says it girl.
Sonya's like, well, no one's gonna fuck you with that, Tinsley. You should tell people it stands for really lusty moment.
Could you imagine if that's what it did stand for?
Hey Scott, you want to have a real lusty moment? I advertise it on my inner thigh.
Ding 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 ding. Ding, ding, ding. I love their Sex in the City music. So yes. Now it's time to go over to Dorinda's house.
Yeah, Dorinda's packing for the Hamptons while her her thankless housekeeper, Len, watches. And Dorinda's like, yeah, it's such a weird time to go to Hamptons because it's like hot, cold, hot, cold. You ever see those commercials with Shaquille O'Neal where he says, I see hot? That's what the Hamptons is like right now.
She's like, it's good to hear Ramona's going to be the new hostess in the Hamptons. I just hope I'm all the way upstairs and Tinsley is all the way downstairs.
Yeah, it'd be called Ramona Town Abbey. Yeah. So meanwhile, then we go over to the Hamptons, and Luann is just strutting down the street, being like, this is my town, baby. So she goes into a restaurant, and it's like, table for two for Dilla Saps. And she's just sitting there waiting for Ramona to join her. But of course, Ramona stops like five different times at the bar just to like flirt with guys and get numbers.
Yeah. She walks right in, and the guy's like, would you like to have a glass of Pinot Grigio with me? Like, damn, Ramona's still got it going on.
She is. She's like, okay, all right, fine. And Luann just sitting there, like, her arms are open, like Carl. She's like, I mean, come on. Come on. You look great, by the way. You look great, by the way.
She's like, I'm pretty good, right? She's like, you already picked up some guys at the bar, Ramona. She's like, well, I got picked up by him, okay? You know what? I'm a flirty person. That's it. If I stop flirting, might as well be dead. Just dead, not flirting.
Born flirt. So so Luann wants to find a boyfriend, and she's like, I want to find a boyfriend. So Ramona goes, you know what I did? I did a storyboard, which is hilarious because she made a vision board. She makes it sound like she's Spielberg. I'm like, Steven Spielberg, okay? Scene one, girl walks into a bar. Scene two, girl marries a person. Scene three, happily ever after, a short movie, okay? But
that's hysterical.
Sounds like a great movie. So on the vision board, she's like, here's what you do, okay? You take a big piece of cardboard, and then I put a photo of a guy I'd like, and then I, you know, since I like to travel, put all these exotic places, okay? And then since, like, you know, I don't need to be married, but I do, like, have a commitment, that'd be sort of like a marriage, like, with a wedding dress and everything, and, like, at a wedding license, so I put a ring on there also. So in the end, I basically just made a picture of me and Mario in Saint-Tropez, okay?
Yeah, you know what? I just put pictures of places I want to go with the people I want to be with. Saint-Tropez with Mario from the Mario Brothers cartoons. Then I put a picture of me in Paris, France with Mario, Mario Batali, okay? He's a very good cook. It's just like famous places with famous Marios.
Yeah, it's just like, here's Mario Puzo, the writer of the
godfather, okay? And he's the godfather of my heart. And I have a picture of him over here in our house in the Hamptons, okay? Just me and Mario in our house that we built together.
Look, here's me snorkel diving with Mario Lopez from Access is the Hollywood, okay?
Whoa, here's me with Mario Andretti, a famous race car driver. And know where we are? In our apartment in New York City with our daughter Avery, okay?
Well, now you're sounding like a serial killer, Ramona. A storyboard. A storyboard.
You know how I find my dreams? I write them in sheet music. Hit it, boys. I'm singing for a boyfriend. Make a boyfriend happen. I'll be a countess again.
Well, I got us a salad to share. She goes, can I have some? She goes, that's what we're sharing is, Ramona. Have some wine, Ramona. I was like, you sure? You sure I can have some wine because I'm in front of you? And you're still pretending that you don't drink. She said, you can have some. All right, now listen. Initially, I shared with you that I'd like to have a slumber party. And I'm like, okay, so now you're going to make this your weekend, even though
yes. You're
not hosting it. That's so Luann.
So, hey, over here. Stop thinking about all those dick pics on your vision board. Anyway, listen, I want to talk about the slumber party. And Ramona goes, yeah, you know why? Because I want to bond with you and I want to bond with everyone. I want everyone to bond together. I want to just be like one big bonding session. You can look at my vision board and you can tell Mario about how good my vision board is and maybe tell him that maybe he should like get in my actual vision so he can be part of my vision board come to life, okay?
I'm bored with your vision, Ramona.
Yeah.
And Ramona's like, well, you know what? We're going to do it at my house. You're going to be so excited.
She goes, oh, really? Well, I don't need to be favored, if that's what you mean. Like, as far as rooms go, don't worry about me. I can sleep anywhere.
She's like, whoa, don't worry, because you got the room with the bathroom. So you can sneak a guy in there for all I care. No one's going to know anything, okay? You can have your own room. It's going to be amazing.
Yeah, people won't even know that you're there. It'll be like your own separate wing, okay? It's gonna be wonderful and luxurious, no fish anywhere. I mean, please, who am I? I'm just a cabaret legend. You don't have to make any sort of accommodations for me. I'm a humble star, that's all.
She's like, is Tinsley's friend coming?
She goes, oh yeah, what's that girl? Is it Leah or Leia? Okay, I know it's two syllables, like Mario.
Yeah, I still don't understand where she's from. Is she from, where's she from again? From the Sahara? I don't know. So she's like, oh, yeah. Oh, I really like her. I mean, one of the first things she told me was, I've been arrested. And I said, I have been too, girlfriend. Hot young friend. That makes me young.
Well, that must have broken the ice, okay? You broke down barriers. Let's face it. How many people get arrested? Of course they bonded.
Oh, look at this. Look, Dorinda sent me a photo. Look, it's me and Dorinda happy again. Because I've really been working on myself so much, I didn't realize how much I hurt everyone else. Right? Here, look. Whoa, so happy. You guys are back. It really hurt me when you were... I had a lot of discord, okay? And the man's like, back to Lou. I'm back. Back.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
Next up is Tinsley feeding her dog, her new little dog's food. She's like, guys, I know we were vegan at the shelter, but you're not now. You gotta love a fucking, you got it's
vegan
a
shelter.
Vegan dog.
Vegan dog.
I don't even know how to finish my sentence. So she's like, you're gonna have turkey, okay? So she's like hand feeding them, and she tells us that Strawberry and Shortcake were in fact rescued off the food truck.
Yeah.
Which is just crazy. I wonder if they were all named after food. And she
It is sort of cruel that she rescued them from like the Yulin food truck, but then named them after items of food.
Yeah, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
So then she's like, but you know, they speak Chinese, so now I have to learn Chinese to speak to them. And she's got her Google Translate open. And the dogs do react to the Chinese on the Google Translate.
Yeah, they were, like, very funny, because they, like, all of a sudden started moving, like, next, like, in, like, a synchronized dance together, and the music changed, they started playing this, like, vaguely Asian motif in the music, which was hilarious. It's like, dong, 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 and the dogs, like, together, doing, like, a delicate dance.
So then Dorinda is being picked up at her place by Sonia, and she's like,
hey, come here, yucky dog, Harley. Oh, wait, did you bring another dog, Sonia?
And it's just a wig in Sonia's mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Dorinda's like, well, I brought the flowers and the vibrators. So then, meanwhile, Luann's making small talk with her housekeeper, Alice, who clearly hates her because Lou is in Sag Harbor. And she's like, well, I mean, look at how gorgeous. Look at these flowers. I mean, look how gorgeous the colors are. Gorgeous, right? Gorgeous. Reminds me of that one song. How does that song go again? Oh, I know. Hit it, boys. 3, 2, 1. Waiting on a gorgeous to fall. That's where my gorgeous is. I'm gorgeous like these flowers. You know that one, Alice? Anyone?
Alice is like, please die. She's like, but they're turning purple, Al. She's like a Michelle Collins laugh. Have you ever noticed that Countess Luann has Michelle Collins' laugh?
I have not noticed
that. It's the exact same laugh. Okay.
Well, she goes, she's like, yeah, well, you know, when they start turning purple, it's time to put on a sweater. Am I right? Am I right, everyone? That's going in the act.
Hey, can you believe it, Alice? I'm going to Ramona's. And Alice goes, why? She's like, to party. Party, party. It's like, why are you speaking to Alice in that accent? Luann, just get out. Okay.
Alice is like, please let me just clean the Keurig machine. So now we go to Ramona's house, and she's alone. She's at her kitchen island putting out a spread, and she's like, oh, I got the food. It's all room temperature, which is good, okay? Oh, yeah. The food looks good. Coco, you want a carrot? You want a carrot? Coco.
With a Now TV Sky Cinema Pass, you can start streaming the best movies around. From brand new blockbusters like Rocketman and The Lion King to all-time favorites, including the Harry Potter collection. Whatever you feel like watching, we've got you covered. All with no contract. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $11.99 per month unless cancelled. Cancel at any time. Terms apply.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
So Some Families is a new podcast that explores every aspect of parenting through an LGBTQ+ lens.
I'm Lottie Jeffs, an author, journalist and reformed magazine editor and a mum of one.
I'm Stu Oakley, a film publicist who thought I was used to dealing with divas until I had toddlers.
Some Families will answer questions, break down myths and share funny, emotional and true stories. Subscribe now because seriously, you don't want to miss a single episode.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coco! Coco! I can't even do Ramona screaming Coco. It was like a different sound.
Coco!
Yeah, like, that's what it was.
Carrot, honey? Coco, poor Coco. You know, she can't hear shit. Luckiest dog ever. And of course, Ramona's pets are deaf.
Yeah. Coco has his own vision board. It's basically like, I don't know, it's like Lisa Vanderpump and Vanderpump Dogs, like, get me out of here.
Yeah, it's just being held by an old man in an ironed Rod Stewart wig, like wheeling you around the house. So Leah and Tinsley get in the car, and Tinsley's like, I've got this really weird cough. What are we going to do if I can't speak?
Oh, patient zero. So Leah's like, you know what? I survived going to an all-girl Catholic school on the Upper East Side, so I'm pretty sure I can handle petty and mean and catty, but I'm on their turf, so I'm going to be on high alert. So I'm going to wear this sheer bucket hat, and that will probably protect me from any sort of catty comments from them, I'm sure.
So Dorinda and Sonia are talking about them, and Dorinda's like, what happened with Tinsley when you went to your fancy dinner up the stairs? And Sonia's like, oh, I just had fun joshing with this new girl. And Dorinda's telling us maybe she didn't give Leah a fair chance just because she's Tinsley's friend. And she's like, but I'll say Holly, not be judgmentally.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you shouldn't judge. You shouldn't, like, no one should be guilty by association, Dorinda. Otherwise, people would think that, like, you're a heavy breather who breaks into a sweat easily.
Yeah.
Just by association.
Yeah. Everyone's going to blame you for leaving the sweat all over the subway seats. Okay.
Yeah. So Sonia's like, well, you know about the new girl. She has a tramp stamp. Yeah, tramp stamp. And then we see a flashback of Sonia FaceTiming Ramona being going like, oh my God, this girl has tattoos everywhere. I mean, like, she's so scandalized right now.
They all are. It's so weird. And it's Ramona's hilarious. Like, I don't like tattoos, okay? Yeah. Sonya's like, well, I said, who has their name on their backside? I mean, this girl is gangster.
So gangster. Gangster or basic, but we can go with gangster if that makes her feel better.
So Ramona's shoving Triscuits on a cheese plate. And she's like, whoa, look, it's my own party. Look, let the party start. I'm going to pour some ice in this ice bag. I'm like flinging around the ice bag on her own.
I'm like that singer, Light Red. What? Let's get this party started. Whoa, I'm coming up. So let's get this party started. Whoa.
Let's get this gorgeous started, okay?
Let's get this gorgeous started, okay? Just give me a gorgeous, just a little bit of gorgeous. Not much, but just I'm gorgeous, Mario, because I'm so gorgeous today.
So Sonya and Tinsley show up. Or no, Sonya and what's her buttons? Dorinda show up with flowers and a froze machine. And Ramona's like, Dorinda always has fun gifts. Last year she brought me mermaid outfits. And then we got to her not able to walk and walking backwards in her outfit. And this year she brought me a froze machine, which is rose, but it's frozen.
She literally goes, first of all, she calls it a froze. She goes, she got me a froze. Which is for rosé. Frozen rosé. Rosé, that's frozen. Rosé, frozen. Rosé, Rosé O'Donnell. Okay? I love it.
Look at this spray. So she's like, yeah, I'm excited about a glass of Pinot Grigio with 9.
And Sonya goes, well, my chiropractor said only drink clear alcohol. The wine is poison. Meanwhile, pass the rosé. That is like... I mean, that is the quintessential Upper East Side New York lady right there saying, my chiropractor said only drink clear alcohol.
Am I your chiropractor? Because I've been saying that for years. Only clear, okay? You're clear if it's clear.
I just like that she got drinking advice from her chiropractor. I feel like next she's going to start talking about her analysts. Remember when people used to say that? Well, I was talking to my analyst. Yeah. For Woody Allen.
Also, stop spending money on frivolous things like chiropractors, okay? You're poor. Yeah.
Just go to the joint. They'll do it for you for like $20 and you'll be done.
Yeah. Hug a guy with a tattoo. They're very strong. Okay. They'll crack
your back. That's what you're missing out on. Yeah. So Luann shows up and she's like, oh, sorry, I'm late. I had such a headache. My neck was killing me. It must have been just sleeping in abject luxury. Hurts sometimes.
Sleeping in a roundhouse. Am I right, girls?
Wow. I've just been in my tiny little Sag Harbor cottage. It'll be so exciting to get my own wing, a luxury wing in this house. Now show me where it is.
She's like, I was just telling my kid, you know, I'm coming here. And she said, why would you go there? And I said, listen, mommy's been divorced and arrested, and now she's having a sleepover at Ramona's. And I was like, are we saying that Victoria is now your maid? Like, stop trying to pretend that you were actually talking to your child. We just saw the scene. It was your maid.
Well, my daughter was cleaning my Keurig machine for me, and I was like, you know, I won't be so bad sleeping over at Ramona's. I've been to jail. I've had a bologna sandwich thrown at my face, a mustard packet jammed down my throat. Ramona's will be a cakewalk.
So Leah comes over in her weird fishing hat thing. What do they call
sheer,
it?
It's a sheer bucket hat.
Yeah.
It's a sheer bucket hat. It like literally makes no sense. It's just, it's terrible.
Yeah, it really is bad. And Ramona's like, oh, hi, two-syllable lady. Listen, you know what? Any friend of Sonya, any friend of Tinsley, it's a friend of mine, okay? One day, one of them is going to teach me how to pronounce Tinsley properly. But for now, you know what? I just want you to know, very inclusive, okay?
Very inclusive. Everyone say hi to Tinsley and Labor, okay? Come on in, girls. So Dorinda's just giving Leah and Tinsley just like such an evil smile, like that weird smile where she's like, hey, hey, nice to see you, nice to see you. I'm gonna yell at you later. I'm gonna yell at you later.
Yeah, where she's smiling like way too hard, but her eyes are really squinty.
And then Ramona is like, Ramona basically has like a little monologue, the kind of thing you hear in a horror movie where it comes back to bite you. She's like, listen, I'm the kind of person where you get free access to everything. Everything, okay? You want to go in the refrigerator? You want a snack? Whatever you want. Whatever you want. You get it all. And then I reserve the right for the rest of the season to say, hey, remember the time you took the grapes out of my refrigerator? I didn't say anything? Yeah, I did that.
And she keeps doing this weird thing to Leah where every time she sees her, she double air kisses her. She does it like 5 times. Like, why do you keep air kissing Leah? It's so weird. And Leah's like, okay, thanks. And she's, you're in the Jill room, okay? It's a twin. So sorry.
Sorry. It's twin room, okay? Avery outgrew it because now she's a young woman. Basically, we're like sisters now, okay?
So then Ramona takes Lou aside and she's like, I want to show you your room, okay? She's like, is this the basement, Ramona? Are we going downstairs to the basement? She's like, no, we call it the lower level, okay?
we call it the terrace level, okay? This is the mezzanine. Please, come on down here to the mezzanine.
Luann is so pissed. She's like, I mean, come on! A basement is a basement. It's like putting me in the attic and calling it the penthouse.
Come on, stop complaining. So you happen to be at street level. That's not a big deal. It's wonderful. A lot of foot traffic.
What happened to putting me in the nicest room in the house, Ramona? What happened to you'll be so happy? What happened to that? Hey.
Yes. I mean, please. I mean, I'm humble now. I've been spending so much time working on myself. I didn't realize how much I hurt all of you guys. So therefore, I am humble and I'm not bothered by this at all. But give me a break. I mean, might as well put a fish on the wall.
Ramona's lack of consideration is just mind-blowing.
Luann does walking. Get thrown in the basement a lot, which is hilarious.
Well, it is big. I mean,
I would love it.
Yeah,
but remember, she got thrown in the basement in Vermont too, and she was like, "Oh, really? I just got married 2 weeks ago, and you put me in the basement." Anyway,
and then she's walking around the room, going, "Oh, what? I'm freezing.
It's so frigid. I mean, I'm supposed to just." What's this going to do to my vocal cords? I mean, I'm a musical artist down here. Oh.
And she goes to the TV and she looks behind it. She's like, oh, the nerve.
Yeah, she's like exasperated by everything. She suddenly like doesn't know how to handle anything. She's like trying to like, she's like palming her bed with her hand. Like, oh, what is this? What is this strange rock that has fabric on it? Is this a bed? Is this a bed? And this floor.
So upstairs, Tinsley tramp stamp. They close up.
Leah's
on,
bending
Leah's
over
tramp
to pick up
stamp,
something.
Yeah,
yeah. Luann goes up to Ramona and says, "Hi, professional singer speaking to a non-professional singer. Question: is there any way to turn the air conditioning down in the dungeon you've put me in?"
No, I'm sorry, you can't do it. Okay? She's like, "Why not, Ramona? Why doesn't it work like that?" Listen, I don't want air conditioning. I don't sleep with air conditioning. I'm very French. I know Liza Minnelli.
Ramona goes, "Well, there's a blanket," which is actually what my parents would always say because my parents keep the house like 35 degrees. They're like, "Well, put on a sweater, you know." I'm like, "Well, there's a blanket." So then I got triggered and I was like, "No, mother." But then Luann's like, "Huh." So she goes downstairs, unbelievable. And then she starts fiddling with the TV again. She goes, great. Like she was going to watch something in the afternoon there.
She actually says, "The nerve."
She's got some fucking nerve. She says it all.
So then Dorinda's unpacking up in her room and she's like, "Don't worry, I can talk now," because someone calls her. And she's like, "Bluestone Manor flooded. So I had to go through the house. I had to rip out the heating system. I had to rip out the whole duct system. I had to rip out the telly system. I'm so overwhelmed, I can't take it."
Do you know how hard it is to not have any real job and a mansion that you have to renovate with the money that you actually have? That's hard. So she's basically like crying to her contractor because she's stressed out about all these renovations. And then Luann is like with Tinsley and she's just like, I'm going to bring this downstairs. She has her bag or something. So she makes a whole fuss about like, I'm going to bring this down, bring it down. And Tinsley's like, down where? Down to the kitty room. Because that's where I live now.
So then Sonia and Dorinda are talking while there's a pool boy out there. And man, they really are lagging behind on their drinking because normally he would be molested like 10 times by now.
Yeah, he's lucky. He really is lucky. I mean, have we even seen Boris since last year? I don't think so. He's traumatized. Probably went back to whatever country
Boris.
He's from. Ukraine.
No, Boris was totally game, remember? He's like, okay, swim to me. Come
Doesn't
swim
mean he can't
to
be traumatized.
Me.
I'd be traumatized. So they're having wine, and Dorinda's like, I'm not myself today. I'm just like really cranky and angry. I'm like, that's yourself. That's you.
Yeah, that's, that's you. Hi. You.
That's actually like perfect.
Yeah. That just means you haven't drunk your breakfast yet. Yeah. She's like, you just got a little for $15,000. I don't want to cry, even though I'm going to pretend to cry into this napkin. You know, I'm not a very nice person right now. I just want to be a carefree person again. There's nothing carefree about me anymore. You better back it up, bitch.
You better back it up, pool boy. Yeah, she starts saying how even her mom said, like, you're wound too tightly. It's not healthy. And she wishes there was someone who could just, like, step in and say, I'm going to make it all better and fix it. And Sonia goes, well, you don't have Richard to make you carefree anymore, but that doesn't make John any less of a man. I'm like, whoa. Were we discussing John's manliness? Like, they're just like...
Yes, because Dorinda's so emasculating. Like, everything that goes... She's, like, with John. And she's like, okay, let me send somebody to just help me. She's like, you have John. Like, yeah. I get he's no Richard, but come on here. She's like, oh, come on, John. I mean, what do I got a spot on the floor? No, I got to redo a house, all right? He's never been married. He's never even grown up.
Yeah, he still doesn't even know that when a hot pan is hot, you can't pick it up with the bare hands. He doesn't even know those things, you know?
Yeah, but I'm a dog person, so I just let that cat drop it on the ground.
But I feel like, listen, I know that she and John have a connection. Obviously, they've been together for a long time. But if he's like not a real grown-up and you're looking for someone, a partner who can like to provide a certain thing that John just can't bring, why are you with John?
Well, I think she explained it very clearly when she first came on the show. And she was like, you know what? John gets on my goddamn nerves, but free dry cleaning. I mean, that's something.
That's true. So Dorinda's just like always worried right now, especially with the house. So Luann sits down and Dorinda's like, yeah, I'm just feeling really nerved up, you know. And Sonny goes, yeah, she's spread too thin. And Luann goes, well, obviously. But from doing what?
She's like, the house is renovating my brand new apartment. Sonia goes, yeah. And she just said she's not the nicest person recently. She's like, hey, that's Sonia, right? Like, you said that in front of Sonia. She's going to say that 10 times now. Everybody gather around. Dorinda just admitted to not being a very nice person. Dorinda, go ahead.
So inside, Leah gives Ramona a big thing of Jo Malone fragrance. And Ramona's like, whoa, I love everything by Jo Malone. I'm going to actually try to date Jo Malone. I don't know if Jo is a man or a woman, but I'm going to date him. Joe's going on my vision board, except I'm going to call Jo Mario. Marry Jo Malone, okay? Whoa, I will, okay?
I'm going to be on the Island of Candle with Joey Mario Malone, okay? And then she double kisses her again. She's like, come here. I just want to double kiss you again. And she's like, I love candles. So considerate. So thoughtful. Double kiss again. Now, tell me about your head.
Tell me about your hat. Is that a fashion statement? I can't quite figure it out. And Leah's like, well, yeah, I saw it online and I said, I like this. She's like, oh, it's interesting. I don't think I could pull it off or like... anyone could pull it off. Definitely not you can pull it off. But, like, I like that you are, like, trying. I actually don't like that at all. I'll probably use this against you, okay? So just get ready, okay?
And Leah's like, well, you're in the fashion business too, right? And she goes, I put the bar at Macy's, right? And she's like, yeah, well, I got kicked out of my house at 17. Not that I didn't deserve it. I was a little bitch. And I was like, why? Were you doing drugs and alcohol? Just, yeah.
Doing drugs or alcohol.
Why were you doing that? She's like, because I was mad that we had to move here, you know. But then I just persevered, and then you know what, the universe gave me my own company.
Yeah, just to clarify, Leah was angry that her parents moved from New York to Connecticut. So yeah, all that hardship that comes from having to move to Fairfield County, you know, it's just so
that's, I mean, this whole show. It's like Dorinda crying about like having enough money to remodel two gigantic amazing places.
I mean, I'm not sure that she moved to Fairfield County, but like, I just have this feeling. That, I don't know. I'm gonna say Darien. I'll say New Canaan. I don't know. It could be any one of those places. I'm just gonna put it out there. That's probably where they wound up.
Oh yeah, I don't know.
The real slums of America.
Yeah, I lived in the tri-state area a long time, but all I can hear when you say that is white.
Beige. There's some beige. Cream.
Salmon. There is some salmon. You know those people have some salmon on the walls.
Oh, God, it's so gorgeous. Anyway, it really is. It's so pretty over there and so rich. So anyway, so basically all Ramona hears is, whoa, this woman is asking me about my fashion? And she lived in Connecticut at one point. So she's like, wow, this girl's okay. I mean, but her hat, I'm not sure that's so okay. But her Connecticut, that's okay.
Mm. So then outside, Sonia's like, is that a hat or a sun visor? Oh, Ramona, you're the fashion person. Tell us what you think of this terrible, terrible choice. And Leah's like, listen, you guys can talk about my fashion all you want. I don't care if someone's criticizing my fashion. Now, my character, that I care about. And Ramona goes, touche.
Yeah. And so Sonia goes, is touche the right thing to say? And Ramona goes, yeah, it means I agree. Touche. Like, no, I think that, like, touche is when you catch someone in a snafu, like, you're wrong, touche. It's like, no, that's not it either. Because when you say something you agree with, you're supposed to say, word. I'm like, oh, God, this is actually the point where Dominique left the room. He was like, I can't listen to this. Well, meanwhile, I was like on my side, tears coming out of my eyes.
I know, I was cracking up too.
That they could not figure out touche.
Ramona goes, no one can believe I agree with her. You know what? How can you agree with someone who has a tattoo? You're probably thinking, you know, oh, I didn't mean it that way, new person, two syllable, okay?
I didn't mean it that way, touche. What I meant to say was, I can't believe that someone who's as wealthy and as smart as I am would have the same thoughts as someone who's as trashy and dumb as a person who would get a tattoo, okay?
Leah's like, oh my God, it's not like I've got a dick tattooed on my forehead, okay? My God, I have a Chanel tattoo, for Christ's sake. She's like, everyone has tattoos nowadays, which is like such a burn. And Dorinda's like, no one in this group has a tramp stamp. I'm like, Dorinda, really? You're on OnlyFans. Could you please back it down a little bit?
And Ramona goes, I'm not sure what a tramp stamp is, but it doesn't sound very nice, okay? Because who uses USPS anymore, okay? Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Do everything online.
Mm-hmm. I don't talk to people with tats, okay? You know, I mean, I'm talking to this one, but normally I don't. And Sonia goes, oh my gosh, and you already know her name. This is amazing, Ramona.
Yeah, she is trying to like boost Leah up by saying how exciting it is that Ramona still knows her name. And Sonia goes, and if she forgets it, you just have to turn around and bend over. And Sonia goes, now that's a touche, which is actually correct. Well, it would be for Leah to say touche.
Yeah, and Leah's like, we just met and that was rude, okay? Did these people ever leave their little 1% bubble? No. What's the point of being in the 1% if you have to, like, go hang out with the 99, darling?
I love when, like, the 1.5% gets mad at the 1%. That's the best. Could this, as a Connecticut person, I have this to say. I wound up in rehab because I was so furious that I had to leave our chic Chelsea apartment and go to an estate in Connecticut, and it makes me infuriated that my rebellion, which then manifested in tattoos, is not understood by the 1%.
So Luann's like, oh, I'm taking a nap. And
I thought that was Dorinda who wanted to take her nap. Well, I don't know.
They both doesn't matter. They both go off to take a nap.
It was very important for me to clarify that. I was like, wait a second, but what about Dorinda's nap? Isn't she going to get her sleepy time?
Yeah, Dorinda needs a nap for sure. She always needs her nap. So Leah's like, so how does Dorinda know that I have my name tattooed on my back? And Sonia's like, oh, I tell her everything. Okay, you've got to know this about me. I mess up sometimes, but I've got a heart like gold.
Listen, yeah, I fuck everything up, but at least I'm honest, and I hate tattoos. Also, there are towels on my windows. So Leah's getting really annoyed, and she's like, honestly, I don't know why they're coming at me about these tattoos. Like, I'm not the one, percent, okay? Don't do this. So Ramona's like, you know what? This is like, then it like shifts, because now it's just Ramona and Tinsley and Leah, and they're all sitting there, and Ramona has this moment where she goes, you know what? this is not like when I hang out with my other friends or my daughter's friends, who are basically like my other friends, because I'm basically friends with all my daughter's friends because I'm like a cool mom, although these days I'm sort of like the cool friend, you know what I'm saying? Okay, you know what? They clean up and they do everything, okay? I had to hire someone for today, okay? I had to hire someone, okay? So you know what?
No, she said she didn't hire anything, anybody.
Oh, she didn't hire.
She's like, I didn't hire anybody today, okay? Like, I'm used to my friends doing things. And so Leah's like, okay, well, we got it. We'll do it. So they start, Tinsley and Leah start picking up the plates to take them to the kitchen. And Ramona's like, you know what? I didn't hire anybody, so just bring it in, okay? Because there's a dishwasher, that's already full. And then there's another dishwasher, and Leah's like, okay, we got it, we'll take it in. And then Tinsley drops a knife and Ramona goes, it's okay, you can get it later.
I'm not doing anything, you know, these girls, they don't know how to entertain, they don't have to do shit. I'm like, they don't know how to entertain. You're the one who's literally bossing your guests to take away the plates while you are like proudly exclaiming that you're not doing anything.
So funny. So Dorinda, everyone's getting ready. Sonia's getting her lashes on, and Leah calls her kid for the obligatory new person calls their child.
Yeah. So Kier is like, I guess she just started class or something, and so she basically has like only one semi friend in her like new homeroom or something. She's like, I have no one in my class, and Leah is like a little too emotionally invested in this. She should be like, you know, and she does basically say, well, listen, like, make new friends. But she's like, so there's no other kids in your class that you would like? No one? She's like, no, I hate everyone.
You don't get it. She's like, I do get it. Trust me, I get it. When I had to move to those hard streets of Connecticut. Oh, yeah. God, it changed my whole life.
I mean, when I had to enroll in Greenwich Country Day and meet new people, and no one had an appreciation of my BMW because they were already moved up to, you know, bigger BMWs.
It's like, listen, I'm hanging out with a bunch of old ladies without names on their asses, okay? I get it. Trust me. So then Tinsley and Sonia are talking, and Tinsley's like, why did you have to tell Dorinda about the tramp stamp?
Yeah, and Sonia's like, well, I mean, you know, just what I do, essentially, you know. Listen, I just have to be there for Dorinda because she's going through a tough time, you know. She has to hire a plumber. She has to hire an electrician. She has to teach John how to use potholders. It's very difficult.
She told me she's going through things and she's mean to people. Tinsley's like, but that's not okay. You can't just be mean to people and you're always making excuses for mean people. She goes, well, you know what? You'll be fine. You have this new two-syllable person. You'll be fine. She's like, yeah, but you're supposed to be my friend, too. She says, well, so is Dorinda when she's not admitting to being mean to people, which she just did. I should go check on her.
Hey, where's your two-syllable friend? What's her name again? Popcorn? Hey, Popcorn, get in here. So Leah comes in, and Sonia's like, you know what? Because Leah starts saying, you know, the only one who's making things uncomfortable right now is Dorinda, not me. And Sonia's like, well, she's just in a bad place, you know, plumbers and everything. And Leah goes, well, guess what? I'm in a fucking bad place too, okay? I miss my kid, and I found out that she had a bad day at school, so I'm dealing with a lot. I'm like, okay, now, okay, come on. Now, this is. You saw your kid this morning. Second of all, like, your kid, like, did not have, like, as many friends in her homeroom as she wanted. Like, that, like, I understand why, if as to a seventh grader, that's, like, the worst thing in the world. But, like, to a mom, like, please don't take on that burden, because that's ridiculous.
Yeah, but it's so Housewives, you know. She's like, I'm going through things. I'm in a see-through hat. What more do you need to know?
My daughter's pencil broke today in class. It was so embarrassing for her, okay? So I'm going through a lot.
So Sonia's like, well, I have to protect Dorinda. I'm gonna go find her. So she leaves, and Tinsley's like, you know what? Don't ever tell Sonia how you feel, because she's gonna run right to Dorinda and tell her. She's like, yes. Well, then I can tell her to shut up.
So Sonia then goes off to Dorinda, of course. And then meanwhile, we have this brief moment where Luann and Ramona meet up in the hallway, and Ramona and Luann's like, oh, look at that, Ramona. We both have bell bottoms on. Wow. You gotta ring them bells! Ring them bells! I'm sorry, my voice must have gone out on account of all the frigid air in the dungeon, Ramona. Thanks a lot.
Well, my bell bottoms, I'm not wearing heels with my bell bottoms, which makes them different from your bell bottoms. I'm wearing flats. Ramona's like, I have heels. It's so crazy because now I'm taller and you're shorter. And some, normally I'm like, hello up there, stupid. And now I can see almost your face.
You know, the funny thing about a bell bottom is that it really represents my station in this group right now, at the bottom of the bell in the basement. Am I right, everyone? Bell of the bottom.
So Sonya runs right up to Dorinda, of course, and she's like, you have to be nice to two syllable. And Dorinda's like, I'm not nice to me. Exactly that. But she said you were mean about her tattoo. Listen, all I said was none of us have a tattoo. And we don't. It's just telling the truth. Listen, when I was growing up, the person with the tattoo was going to kidnap you. All right? My mother told me that, and I believed her.
Let me tell you something about Bingo, okay? I could barely recognize her in the lineup, okay? Which she probably was in, okay? And second of all, I haven't even heard her voice, okay? I mean, who knows what Pop-Tart is even saying? So I can either recognize officially or what's it called? Oratorially.
Oratorially, okay?
So Dorinda comes down. She's like, I took a nap. And so she
Which is funny because it's almost to say, like, I'm in a much better mood now, but it's like the opposite.
Yeah, she's like, I'm just announcing that I'm in a better mood before I rip this girl a new asshole, you know? So she walks right up to Leah and she's like,
now listen, I know you told Sonya you have a short fuse. You can have a short fuse all you want, but I didn't say anything bad to you, okay? I just said the truth, which is we don't have tattoos, okay? I love a tattoo. She doesn't have a tattoo. She... Now listen, Peso, if you want a better tattoo, that's fine by me, all right?
Okay, Green Bean, let me tell you something. I may have the tattoo album because I really like those two girls, but I do not have a tattoo on my body, okay?
It's like, it's not that, you know, it's just like, you know, you're saying, like, if someone doesn't remember my name, I could just bend over. She's like, well, Sonya said that and it was funny, but then I said it and it's not funny. And she's like, I think it's the delivery. Like, why do you have so much hostility? She's like, no, it's not funny on here, right? It's not funny. And she said you have a tramp stamp, and then when people are fucking you, they can read your name, all right?
Yeah, listen, Sam, it was funny. I'm sorry. It was funny. It was funny.
So Leah's just like, it was hostile. And then Tinsley starts going, yeah, but Dorinda, it was hot. She starts saying something like, tries to say, like, it was hostile what you said. And Dorinda just Diane Weiss her and goes, shh,
you don't need to talk. You don't need, listen, your voice is broken. And anything you need to say would be terrible anyway. So shh, the kindergarten bus is coming for your voice. Shh.
And cracking the doorknob over here, right?
And Tinsley goes, well, once again, Sonya, job well done. And Dorinda turns back to Lee and she's like, you have a voice. Can you talk? You have a voice? It's just, yeah, I have a voice. I just feel like we haven't had any conversations. She's like, exactly. So don't make generalizations about me. Never mind. That was going to be too many syllables.
Kappa.
Right? I almost said recycle bin.
I know. It's actually, like, really hard to find, like, really fun two-syllable words. Because comedy's in threes. Yeah, no, too much.
Tea listen towel?
Here, towel.
No,
tea bag. Towel. Oh, tea towel. Oh, like an apostrophe. Hey, tea towel. Listen.
Listen. Light switch.
Listen, tissue.
Ew, I just gleeked all over my computer screen. That's disgusting.
Gleeked? What's gleeking?
Where you're like laughing and then like a big stream of spit just sprays out of your mouth.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hey, listen. Listen, spit take. Listen, don't make generalizations about me. That's what I'm saying. She's like, but you're making generalizations about me. Listen, I couldn't even pick you out of a lineup, which you probably were in. I don't know why she keeps saying that as if it's an insult when she's been very upfront about being arrested. I couldn't even pick you out of a lineup, okay? And Leah goes, I don't even know what that means.
She goes, I don't know you. I don't know you. And she goes, yeah, well, I feel like you wouldn't even like to get to know me, okay? I hope I'm wrong. And she goes, Luann's like, can we just do this at dinner? Why are we embarrassing ourselves in a hallway when we can embarrass ourselves in public? Come on, ladies.
Please, it's bad enough that I had to hire a Sherpa to get up from the lower level, okay? Can we just go to dinner now?
Yeah, so I was taking a vapey hit. So they pack into their two cars, and Dorinda, Sonia, and Tinsley are in one. And Dorinda goes, "Sonia, what did you tell this girl?" And in the other one, Leah's like, "Oh God, I think I'm going to end up drinking."
And Luann goes, "No, no, no, that's not the answer. Hard drugs, that's where it's at." So the ladies go into a restaurant, and of course Ramona runs into like three friends. She's like, "Hi, hi. Oh, look, there's Joni, Jody, and Elise, and Christy, and Jennifer, and Mitzi, and Sharon, and Gloria, and Lorena, and
Lorena, Rosanna,
Rose, Rosanna, Rosanna, and Triel, Trishel."
So Tinsley and Sonia are walking in together, and Tinsley's like, "I've been to a smaller place called Tutu or Toto or whatever this is." And Sonia's like, "Oh my God, me too. This is such a big one."
They're like one-upping each other on smaller versions of the Hamptons restaurant. "I went to one of those, it was basically just like one seat. It was a takeaway counter. Yeah, it was at the airport. Have you ever been to Tutu to go? Yeah, that's where I went."
She's like, "Why is Ramona acting like she's such a socialite? That's not a socialite. That's being social heavy. I mean, look at me. I know the manager. Oh, look, it's the hostess. I know her. Oh, my gosh, look, it's the guy cleaning. I know him, too. Why don't you just move to L.A.? That's how they act there. Act like a New Yorker." And then we cut to Sonia at the table. And she's like, "Oh, my God, my tits are out, everybody. Like, they're just hanging out of my shirt."
And then, meanwhile, a guy comes over and kisses Luann on the cheek. So she's, you know, Luann's also, they're all ridiculous. "Hello. Bonjour." So if I knew the rest of that song, I would be able to sing it right now, but all I can get is "Hello, bonjour."
"Bonjour. Bonjour. Gorgeous. Gorgeous." "Just, la, 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 I've been a smaller tattoo. This
I'm
one
in
is
the
so
Hamptons and I feel so gorgeous. I know I'm with someone with tattoos, but please don't hold that against me because I really don't know her and she was wearing a sheer bucket hat earlier today and it was very scary."
So Leah orders a virgin drink for her and Luann, and Luann's like, "Oh, it's so nice to have a wingman. It's really hard to be around these women drinking all weekend."
Hello. Toast time, toast time. Cabaret star addressing the table. "Anyway, this year has been the roughest thing I've been through in my life, even despite the fact that I sold out many venues and released a hit song called Feeling Giovanni. It still was a tough year. It's like a volcano erupted, a volcano of music and success, and all the ashes came out, and I was so busy taking care of myself that I didn't realize the ashes also fell on you guys and made you all look so old. You got hit with the ashes, I'm sorry.
I was just so focused on love is the color of my true love's hair that I didn't realize you were covered in ash, looking dirty, so..." And Dorinda's like, "I love an analogy, and Nina Simone as well." She's like, "Well, the dust came, and you didn't know how to react, and... do I drink? Do I not drink?" And then you just kept drinking. "And I was just so busy trying to take care of myself. And as I got through this recovery, I want to make amends to all of you. So everyone, yes, you can pay my bill." "You're welcome."
And just to really drive the point home, I didn't realize how much that weighed on you guys. That's the empathetic part of the sentence. Because I was so busy trying to take care of myself... and that's the excuse part of the sentence. So again, I'm being empathetic, but also, don't come at me, bro."
They're like, "Ma'am, would you like some chips?" "I've had enough chips, sir. Back away." So Ramona and Dorinda are like, "That's so sweet. Oh." And Sonia's
"I'll tell you what else is sweet. What? The taste of ashes falling on you. From me, while I worked on myself. I'm sorry for the sweet ashes, the sweet, sweet ashes on everyone's plate."
"Thank you for being so good to me. Now, I'm going to pass around this hat. And, you know, you just put in it what you will. Thank you."
"Thank you. Thank you.
So Sonia's like, "New and improved Lou. Well, something had to be said. Otherwise, it's like the elephant in the room. And I'm so glad she had the respect to do that for us. Is my nipple still out of my shirt?"
"I also want to apologize to the elephant for getting my regrowth ashes on it. You know, one of the hard parts about being a phoenix is that you get all your phoenix ashes on all your friends. So sorry about that again, everyone. I am going to order the lobster. So that is more of a sign of me coming out of
what I was going through. So thanks in advance for paying for this. Thank you.
Whoa, that's the best speech you ever gave in your whole life. Whoa, my girlfriend Lori's calling. Hi, Lori. What you doing? You're here? Why don't you come say hello to me? What are you nuts? Dorinda, Luann's talking about ashes, okay? And I put her in the basement with an air conditioner.
By the way, I love the way Ramona answered her phone, because when her phone rang, she goes, everyone, it's my girlfriend Lori. And then she answered the phone. She goes, hey, Lori, I'm in the Hamptons. I was like, you could just say hi, Lori. Like, you know, like, I wasn't sure if it was her way of like giving an excuse. She was like already loading up her excuse for why she couldn't hang out with Lori, or advertising why she needed to not hang out with all her friends and hang out with Lori instead.
I think she was saying like, oh, yeah, I'm here. Because Lori was in the Hamptons, too, because she's like, come say hello. And Dorinda's like, are you here? Are you just sort of here? She's like, my friends are calling me. What do you want? We're your friends. I have a lot of friends. Sorry. Okay? I've got friends. Hey, what do you want from me?
Just be present. Just be present. She's like, I am very present. And Luann's like, I mean, even your chair is facing outward. And we see that Ramona's chair is like 3/4 angle out. Like it's been rotated.
It's just like, listen, I'm facing tip top. Okay?
Hey, listen, I'm trying to have a conversation with Glue Gun, okay?
And Luann's like, oh, your new friend. And Dorinda goes, oh, yeah, your new best friend, eh? She goes, listen, doctor, okay? I have a problem. I'm not an alcoholic, like Luann. I'm a socialaholic. Oh, my God, help me, doctor.
I'm sorry, doctor. Listen, I need to be social. Get over it, okay? I need to be social. I don't have a man. I don't have Avery. I barely have Coco. Coco's about to fall over one of these days and die. So I need to be social. Get over it, okay?
And suddenly it's like, you just want new friends. You said we're old and dying, so you just want replacements for us. She goes, you know what, Sonia? You talk from a double mouth, okay?
Well, listen, you really make us feel old and dusty. That's from the ashes from my rebirth. Thank you, everyone. I will have the pot of few.
Sonia, you know what? I think Sonia was stirring the pot a little bit today. She goes, I just think Leah was trying to get to know you. That's all I was saying.
Yeah, and Leah's like, you know what? Like, in the future, I'll just speak to you first. This is a bit tough day. Like, my daughter, like, she couldn't find her trapper keeper. So it's just a lot going on.
And she's like, all right, everybody, enjoy making fun of the tramp stamp, because it's going to be gone soon anyway. And Dorinda's like, yeah, Sonia's the one obsessed with it. She goes, yeah, she is obsessed. And Sonia goes, I don't need the stamp to be a tramp.
So then Dorinda's like, you know what, I like that. I like that, I like that, blanket. I like that blanket holds her own. Yeah, I like the blanket holds her own. Mm. You know, even with tattoos and all, I like her. I like that, you know?
So Sonia's like, so, did you scope the room for us, Ramona? She's like, should I? Oh my God, just scope. I'm good at scoping, okay? I'm going to do a lip, right? She gets up and starts doing her Ramona model walk through the restaurant.
Yeah. And Luann's like, well, you think by now the whole town would have Ramona's digits, all right? You know, the digits I know is 1-800-TICKETMASTER. Get the tickets to Lou's Cabaret.
God help the men in that restaurant.
Yeah. And that's pretty much where it ends. Ramona just slinking around the dining room like a really pervy busboy.
A really stiff robot crazy lady coming through the restaurant to scope.
I know. I wonder if she had to take anyone's drink orders. Like, ma'am, hi, I was wondering, could I get another gin and tonic? Whoa, okay, I'm not the old manager, okay? I'm just a socialite, just walking around. Look, there's Lori. I'm in the Hamptons.
All right, everybody. That brings us to the end of Real Housewives of New York City. It is a Friday, which means we won't be back till Monday. But
no,
need more to listen to? Go listen to all of the Tiger King episodes over on Patreon and watch them on Crappens On Demand. We're about to record the last one of the week over there, so we're going to go get to that, and we will talk to you guys Monday.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
With an Now TV Sky Cinema Pass, you can start streaming the best movies around. From brand new blockbusters like Rocketman and The Lion King to all-time favourites, including the Harry Potter collection. Whatever you feel like watching, we've got you covered. All with no contract. To start your 7-day free trial today, search Now TV. 18 plus new customers only. Auto renews at $11.99 per month unless cancelled. Cancel at any time. Terms apply.
This is Acast Recommends. Every week we pick one of our favourite shows, and this is one we think you're going to love.
So Some Families is a new podcast that explores every aspect of parenting through an LGBTQ plus lens.
I'm Lottie Jeffs, an author, journalist and reformed magazine editor and a mum of one.
I'm Stu Oakley, a film publicist who thought I was used to dealing with divas until I had toddlers.
Some Families will answer questions, break down myths and share funny, emotional and true stories. Subscribe now because seriously, you don't want to miss a single episode.
Acast is home to the biggest podcasts from the UK and around the world. Subscribe to this show and hundreds more now via Acast or wherever you get your podcasts.